بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ولم يذكرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بلغ تبوك. This lengthy narration we are reading of Ka'b ibn Malik, and which entails three Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were genuine, sincere Sahaba, but for some reason or the other they did not take part in this battle, and this was one of the very difficult journeys which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had undertaken. And he explains that he tried to prepare all the time, but he just did not get down to it, procrastinating all the time. And this is the thing that destroys a person, procrastination. Whatever work a person has to do, he should try and do it on its time and not leave it for a later time. However, procrastinating, and then finally Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with the Sahaba, they left on this journey. And he says further that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not ask about me, talk about me anywhere until he had reached Tabuk. Then he had asked, فَقَالَ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ فِي الْقَوْمِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, while he was sitting amongst the people, and that was at Tabuk, مَا فَعَلَ كَعْبُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. What has happened? Where is Ka'b ibn Malik? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought about him and asked about him. From here also we learn that a person who is the Amir, the leader, should keep a watchful eye over all who are under him. And he should inquire about them. Like for example in Jamaat also, or wherever we are traveling as a group, when we have to be leaving, make sure everyone is there. Then when we have arrived, has everyone arrived or not? And especially when we are sitting down for meals, we must not just be happy that we are sitting down, but all our friends who are with us, are they here or not? Where are they? Sometimes somebody is shy and he wasn't given clearly the notice where the meals will be, and he is left out one side. Sometimes he's just sitting in the masjid and he doesn't know where to go. So all this also, that concern a person should have. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired about Ka'b ibn Malik. فَقَالَ رَجْلٌ مِّن بَنِي سَلِمَةَ. One person of the tribe of Bani Salima said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَبَسَهُ بُرْدَاهُ وَالنَّذْرُ فِي عِطْفَيْهِ. That, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his cloak, his clothing, his sheets, they have kept him back. In other words, he has become very wealthy and now he's in a comfort zone and he's just staying, he has stayed back. And also that he is self-conceited, that he has become rich now, he's self-conceited. فَقَالَ لُهُ مَعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately reprimanded that Sahabi and said, بِئْسَ مَا قُلْتْ. It is very evil what you are saying, to have these negative thoughts of a great person like Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's a very genuine Sahaba, whatever reason he has not come. But what you are saying is not true, is not correct. Wallahi ya Rasulullah, ma'alimna alayhi illa khaira. And he further said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we only know about good about Ka'b ibn Malik. And really he was such, he was a very great Sahabi and very close to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet, he did not say anything, that I don't see him around and we will find out what his matter is, what the truth is. فَبَيْنَا هُوَ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ رَى رَجُلًا مُبْيَذًا يَزُولُ بِهِ السَّرَابِ. While we were sitting here and this condition was, we were all sitting and discussing, suddenly we saw a person, a person who had white clothing, and he appeared in a mirage. That is, if he wasn't very clear who he is, he just appeared like a person who had come. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. On that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُنْ أَبَا خَيْثَمَا. It should be, I think it is, and I hope it is, Abu Khaythama. About him also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wondering where he is. And when he saw this person appearing like this, he said, I hope, and it may be that it is Abu Khaythama, was another Sahabi. فَإِذَا هُوَ أَبُو خَيْثَمَا الْأَنْصَارِ. And then it was Abu Khaythama al-Ansari رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ. And he was that Sahabi, وهو الذي تصدق بصاع التمر, who had given one sa. Sa is a measurement of weight, like a kilo, like a gram or a pound or something, the measurement of weight of that time. He had given half a sa as a sadaqah, as charity. حين لامزه المنافقون. And that was at the time when the munafiqs had condemned him and spoken bad about him, that what is this he's giving, so little he's giving. And this was the way of the munafiq and shaitan who makes them do. When somebody gives in a good cause a little bit, then they say, what's the need of giving this? When you are giving so little, sometimes they will say the receipt is more expensive than what you are giving. So they discourage a person like that. And when a person wants to give a big amount, then they say he's doing it for name and fame, for show. That's why he's giving so much. So shaitan and his agents, munafiqs, etc., will always discourage from good. But we must be firm, and whatever good we want to do, we should always do it. When to keep a beard, and somebody might start mocking at us, that now you're keeping a beard now, for what you want to keep a beard now? You sit in the, you come to the masjid a little earlier, or you sit a little longer, then also there will be people who will pass some criticism. So we should not worry about that. So this was Hazrat Abu Khaythama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had given a little bit, some khajur in the path of Allah ta'ala, and on that the munafiqeen had taunted him and accused him of what need is there to give this. So from here we learn many lessons. One of them is that we should always keep a check of our friends when we are traveling, that who is where, how, in what condition he is. And we should not worry about the criticism about people, which is negative criticism. However, what is positive, we should take account of it, ponder about it, and where we have to correct ourselves, we must correct ourselves.